and Cleveland Plain Dealer columnist Sam Fullwood called its supporters knuckle-dragging creationists who were waging a state-by-state jihad against real science. Despite the Darwinists' campaign of disinformation and character assassination, the Ohio Board stood its ground. In 2005, the center of the storm moved back to Kansas again. The Darwinists had lost their majority on the Kansas State Board of Education, which decided to take another look at the science standards. A writing committee proposed increasing the emphasis on Darwinism, but a significant minority of the committee wanted to include some critical analysis of it as well. The Kansas Board decided to hold public hearings, with each side given 3 days to present expert witnesses who would be cross-examined by attorneys from the other side. The Darwinists, who in 2002 had effectively lost the debate in Ohio, refused to cooperate. Liz Craig of the militantly pro-Darwin Kansas Citizens for Science wrote to her colleagues, "My strategy at this point is the same as it was in 1999. Notify the national and local media about what's going on and portray them in the harshest light possible. As political opportunists, evangelical activists, ignoramuses, breakers of rules, unprincipled bullies, etc." By April 2005, the Darwinists had organized a boycott of the proposed hearings. As Nature put it, "Biologists snub kangaroo court for Darwin." Alan I. Leshner, chief executive officer of the Pro-Darwin American Association for the Advancement of Science, AAAS, wrote to the Kansas State Department of Education, "AAAS respectfully declines to participate in this hearing out of concern that rather than contribute to education, it will most likely serve to confuse the public about the nature of the scientific enterprise. The fundamental structure of the hearing suggests that the theory of evolution may be debated." The hearing took place anyway in May 2005. 23 critics of Darwinism testified, including 17 with doctoral degrees. 10 witnesses were university science professors, 2 were philosophy professors, and 3 were high school teachers. One of the high school teachers was Brian Leonard, who had helped to draft the model curriculum for Ohio's critical analysis of evolution in 2004. A central issue in the hearings was the definition of science. In 2001, the pro-Darwin board had changed the definition of science to read, "Science is a human activity of systematically seeking natural explanations for what we observe in the world around us." In 2005, the newly constituted board proposed to change this to read, "Science is a systematic method of continuing investigation that uses observation, hypothesis testing, measurement, experimentation, logical argument, and theory building to lead to more adequate explanations of natural phenomena."